I'm Vince Kelvin, and this is another podcast of the Evolution of Consciousness Special Edition, Decade of Dream, EC20. We're here with a pioneer in the field of hypnosis, in the field of pickup. He was featured in the book The Game. He's constantly pioneering, and you know him, I'm sure. I'm talking about Hypnotica, a.k.a. Eric Von Sydow. Thank you, Eric, for first all that you have brought to the community and so on for now, what, 2 decades at least, right?
Yes.
And for being on today, 25 years. Wow. Yeah. And I also thank you. I know you just sent me one of your newest creation, and I'm looking forward to dive in. You've always been an amazing resource for me. So I start with the question, you know, we're about to enter a new decade. And for many, that's an opportunity to top themselves or to finally make the headways, to make their way. What's your take on that, entering a new decade?
Well, I think it's a powerful time, not only to set your intention for, you know, your viewpoint for the next 10 years. So it's a powerful time for that, metaphorically. But it's also a time when a lot of the brain sciences are coming up. We're learning more about, like, dopamines, or learning more about just amino acid therapies and how they affect the different neurotransmitters. And I think because there's so much social media and there's so much data and we're getting inundated, that you're going to have to do some kind of like hypnosis or meditation just to combat the amount of data that's coming in. So it's not only a time of, like, you know, rebuilding for the next level, but it's also a time of, like, really hunkering down and figuring out what's important to you, and then reinforcing, I call them the allies, have your allies in line to do battle with the world, which is basically its main thing is to get your attention, get your money, and without any kind of support system, you know, you could easily get thrown off. So that's the current thing, and especially with, you know, technology is getting more advanced. It's like, okay, what do you want? You got to pick up your level. And if you're not doing it with allies or teachers or something like this, you're probably going to get left behind.
Eric, I wonder how you feel about that, but I'm looking back at some ideas that were shared 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that were kind of edgy and were often not accepted. And it feels now that many of those ideas have become the norm. So, you know, we say an idea whose time has come. What do you think will be the ideas whose time have come in the new decade?
Well, you got it's a time where it's a global market. You got global competition. So you're either going to step it up, and you're going to do what it takes to self-learn, self-educate yourself. You're going to do the work. You know, you're going to find the things that you find in life that you enjoy. You're going to get things down. See, there are a lot of people get so confused about stuff. But I'm basically under the impression that, like, every time I have a phone call, you know, every week I have to bring this up to people, is they are in the best time ever in the history of this planet. They have so much information that they can go through. When me and you were growing up, what did we have, like, maybe one book, two books here and there? Like, I had to figure shit out by myself, which is good because I put myself in the position to actively learn. I still do. Whereas a lot of these people, man, you got the best people that are in social science, you know, or the social scenes. You got pickup, you got dating, you got everything you want. It's really just a matter of deciding what it is you want to learn, who you want to become, and go after it. So to me, it's like we're in the best time, but you have to really know what you want, because if you don't, you're going to be all over the place because there's so much. It's like walking into a, you know, a football field type of buffet with all gourmet food. Where do you start? You know, you got to start somewhere. You got to figure out what do you want. And then when you figure out what you want, then good. You enjoy that. You don't have to have everything. Just find out what you want and then go with it. We're an amazing time right now, and it's unfortunate, like, a lot of the millennial kids, they aren't really understanding how blessed they are compared to the stuff that we had to go through. You know, I never had a mentor in anything with, like, women, you know, until I became a stripper. And I put myself in the situations that were completely fearful for me to learn that, you know, in the strip club. I had to learn that, you know, and these guys are just so blessed to have good teachers around that now, because, you know, when we first started, you know, a lot of these wannabe fly-by-night guys were coming in here, but now it's at a time where you can look back and say, who's been here? You know, you, me, you know, people that have been around, Johnny Saporno, Zan, these people are true, tried, true teachers, and now they don't have to sift through so much BS. They're just at a great place, and it's just an amazing time, and it's unfortunate that people don't have the gratitude to notice and take advantage of the wonderful opportunity we have right now, this time and age.
What I'm encountering a lot also are limiting frames of learning. You know, we go through the schooling model where we're being told with this, with that. What can people do to accelerate their learning rate, to feel capable? There's often a tendency of blocking the growth by linking it to identity, going, yeah, you know, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. How can all of that be bypassed and people can enjoy really registering and using information more easily?
Well, the first thing I do is I would teach them a simple technique. You know, a technique is known, it's either like the learning state, it's known as Hakalau. Carlos Castaneda talks about it in the book, Stopping the World. It's basically going into peripheral vision, you know, going from your sympathetic nervous system to your parasympathetic nervous system, or a three-point attention is another thing it's called. And it's basically a simple technique to go into the learning state. This is one technique. It's like you basically you focus on something in front of you above eye level, and while you're looking at that, you have your hands out in front of you almost pointing at that thing, both hands, and then you basically take your arms out to the side as far as you can go. So you're staring at the thing on the wall, and then you're opening up your peripheral so you can see just how far back you can go. So you're looking, but you're using your peripherals. When you're in that, that's the learning state. Information goes in. It's a more relaxed state. You're not filtering it through adrenaline or cortisol. You're basically like just taking the information very in the parasympathetic, which is the relaxed state. And so I would teach them a simple technique like that. And it's hard to explain it over the phone, but if you go on YouTube and look up, you know, Hakalau or the learning state, three-point attention, there's a lot of information, and I'd just start there, you know, and basically pace yourself because there's so much information, you know. There's like NLP. There's times where I go strong, like 8 months, I'll study the hell out of it, and then I hit a point where I have to simulate it, and then I just won't touch it. And then it goes in your mind, gestates, and it, you know, creates new pathways. And then all of a sudden I get that itch again. Boom, I hit it again. And now I'm at another level. I'm understanding things that I never knew the first time. So it's consistently going over the information. It's being in the proper state. It's loving what you do, finding good teachers. I mean, here's the cool thing about learning right now is you have so many teachers, like on YouTube. Me and you, we had to go to hypnosis class. We had one teacher, taught us a simple induction. Okay, great. Now we could say induction, hypnosis learning, go to YouTube and watch 20 teachers in one day teach the basics. And then we can assimilate that and create our own synthesis of the reality and add our own style into it. So that's a pretty vague question, but those would be the top three I do.
And what about at the level of self-expression? Oftentimes, you know, a person may not be aware that they speak very freely and naturally to explain how it's not easy for them to speak freely. And then suddenly there's that little omission of that, and they regress to a state of, I don't know what to say.
As far as expression, the first thing I would do basically is you got to find out your beliefs about what expression means to you. What does it mean to express yourself? Where did you learn it from? Who taught you? You know, some people are like, speak up when you have something to say. Some people are like, you know, hold it. Some people are like, hey, just tell a little white lie. So I find out, what are the beliefs? What do you want, first of all? You have to have that. What is it you want? Free expression? Cool. Is your vocal quality not well? You're not expressing through the depth of, you know, the whole spectrum of what your vocals can do. So I would kind of learn there, and I basically say, okay, going back to the original thing, it would basically be like, what are your beliefs? Write them down. Get those. Work on those. Go to a professional. Go to a hypnotist. Go to you. Go to me. Someone that can basically say, hey, this is what's going on. Communicate it. Condition it. You know, there's so many levels. Basically, the first thing, like I said, I'm going to go back to is find out what your beliefs around communication are. What does it mean to speak up? And things like that. I would start there, and then from there, find the beliefs that you'd rather have, install them, and then go from there and just, you know, continue down the line, one thing after another.
I received a question a couple of days ago, somebody asking, do you still use hypnosis in your seduction in this day and age? It's a bit of a silly question. So what do you think is the future application of hypnosis in terms of seduction, also in terms of self-improvement, and so on?
You know, I don't use any more hypnosis in seduction because I don't need to. I found that women respond a lot better to being, you know, challenged, or you coming in so strong with your model of the world that it overrides their system, so they feel more connected to you because they know that your system's stronger than their system, and you're attracted to that survival level. So, you know, that can get women completely turned on and aroused just with that direct suggestion can. Where I do use it, though, is I use it in the bedroom only after I've already, like, slept with a person. And the way I use that is basically, you know, through the different orgasmic states that you can get, you know, you can get into some really, really deep trance levels in the bedroom, not only via sex, but via breathing, via orgasm. And so I always tune up the girls big time. Like, I'll tune their sexuality up. I'll tune their orgasm level up. I'll make their orgasms go longer. I'll make them feel deeper. And they love it. So that's my only thing. I just say, you know, and I tell them, I don't do anything covert anymore. You know, unless I'm doing therapy with someone or they ask me to do it, and then they're like, yeah, whatever you want to do, I trust you, and then I'll bring it there. But it's funny because lately, and I already know, I mean, fuck, I have a book called Modern Day Sexual, or a tape program, Modern Day Sexual Man. It's like 40 hours of original stuff. But I've been doing stuff lately that, and I'm running into this whole new thing with women. And women already were just mind blown. But now the cool thing is, like the other day, I was with this girl and I was teaching her a bunch of shit, and she kept on saying, what the fuck? Like, during the sexual thing, what the fuck, what the fuck? And I was like, afterwards, I'm like, hey, what was up with that? What were you doing? She goes, you know what? Like, I kept on getting into these things you're doing. It just kept on making me feel things that I've never felt before. It was like this whole rush of energy and I've never felt. So I was just like, oh, wait, what the fuck is this? Or what the fuck is that? So the levels that women are going to, especially when you condition them, that, you know, you don't even have to, like, a lot of times I don't have to move because I've set up the suggestion and the conditioning. Whereas, you know, when they feel my cock inside of them, you know, they're going to notice that it's like there's a super deep connection. They feel this energy pulsating off of it. It's throbbing. It penetrates. It intensifies. And just them to feel it and close their eyes and go into it, and they'll come and they'll come and they'll come and they'll come without even movement. So about conditioning what you want and designing sexuality, if you know the basics of core of hypnosis and suggestion, man, it's unlimited what you can do. And these girls are just, they'll bend over backwards. They'll do anything you want because they're like, wow, I have never felt this. You make me feel good. You're teaching me about my body. They're even referring friends. The one girl that I just did that with, she was, what the fuck? She's like, hey, my girlfriend, you know, I told my girlfriend my sex drive is up like 100%. Everything's good. My body's amazing. I've never felt this. Now they're like, my friend wants to learn. And so the applications for this new way of, or actually this deeper way, it's never been a new way, but I'm exploring it more, is just whatever the limits of your sexual imagination are, what you want to condition or what you want to bring to someone or teach someone, you know, that's where I do the hypnosis, in the bedroom or in therapy. That's it. Don't have to do it anywhere else.
It's amazing. And for your own personal progress?
As far as what? For
as far as
way.
Doing trance work, you know, just using hypnosis to advance at a personal level or professional.
So I have this theory, and I believe that we need allies, and allies can be anything. Allies can be exercise, yoga, meditation, hypnosis, green drinks, herbs. Allies are the things that help you. And so I have a protocol. You have to have your mental, physical, emotional, any of that. So in this day and age, I always add good shit in the back of my head. And before most people start their day, I've already listened to 4 hours of really good positive suggestion stuff. And the way I do that is when I go to the gym, I can do trance, eyes open wide. I could do something. I could shop. I could do anything I want in a trance listening to suggestions. So when I wake up, first thing I do is I go to the gym, drive in there. I put in hypnosis, get that in. As soon as I get to the gym, I'll put in some, like trance music or some industrial music, and I'll start working out. The moment I go to cardio, though, I shift to like YouTube. And I watch stuff like Motiversity or this thing called Mulligan Brothers, where it's a website, and they basically take all the positive, powerful speakers in the day, and they weave it into like powerful music that's motivating. All these speeches, and it's phenomenal. So when I'm like working out, I'm doing cardio, which isn't my favorite. I'm going and I'm listening to Les Brown or Anthony Robbins talking about pushing on. So there's 30 minutes. So I have 15 minutes to the gym. 15 minutes going back, hypnosis. 30 minutes minimum on cardio, that's building in. When I get home, I usually do some chores, and I walk around with headphones on, and I just listen to more of the Motiversity, the YouTube, or anything else that I want that's positive. Then I start my day, pretty much. And before anyone's even started, I've built that in. And basically, that just combats the negative programming that's out of the world, perhaps things you say to yourself, whatever it is. So I'm just building and getting stronger and stronger. Without that, I think people have a tendency to go downhill. You have to have those powerful suggestions every day, I believe. Just keeping you powerful, motivated, on point, and reinforced. So that's how I use my stuff. But if people aren't doing it, it doesn't have to be hypnosis. It doesn't have to be YouTube. Like I said, it could be watching a seminar. It could be, listening to whatever you want to listen to. An ally could be, instead of the gym, could be yoga, could be meditation. You have to have your allies down. So if you're not reinforcing with the allies, I think you're not going to get the progress that you really want.
Eric, your frames are phenomenal, and your metaphors, to call those things allies. Wow, right there. That's even if I tuned into this podcast just right now and heard that, my life would never be the same again. I really appreciate that. You said something before. I'm curious. I've noticed that a lot of guys, their tendency is they start to get more solid with their frames, with their game, but suddenly comes a girl that they treat as an exception. Oh, she's very spiritual. Oh, she's a little more this, she's a little more that. And then they forget to challenge and to go to those two core things that you said were what impacts women the most. So what recommendations do you have for guys that, if it's not really truly to their liking, they're more solid, and then suddenly they get a little shaky because they go back to kind of looking up to the girl or worshiping the girl. And that's usually not what will most attract a woman, right? So I'm curious to hear your recommendations. When that happens, the frame behind it, and what to avoid.
So,
and what to do instead.
I have a real basic analogy that I use that helps. I believe there's like three types of relationships. Now, there's a very small percent, I call it magical. And these are the relationships where there's trust and people are giving. It's giving and it receives, and everyone's giving. There's no games. There's no bullshit. There's no power plays. That's it. And it's just magical. When you see that, it's a rare thing. It's good. Then you have your average relationship. And your relationship's based sometimes, cause-effect, control. The person usually that's loves least in the relationship controls it. It's basically like, I do this for you, do this for me. It's cause-effect. And then you have dysfunctional before that. Now, anytime you're in a relationship and you're with a girl that really moves it to the next level, and you're like, wow, like you're feeling things different, you have to remember that she came to you for a certain reason, because you're probably evolved, you're probably learning stuff. That stays there. And so you have to continue to evolve with a woman like that, because she's going to evolve. She's going to be spiritual probably. She's going to be raising her vibration. And if you don't balance that out, or you don't keep that up, a lot of times she's going to say, hey, you know, you're not at my level anymore. I'm constantly going. And so that's where the conflict happens. So you have to make a commitment to yourself to be the best that you're going to be. You're going to continue to evolve and all those things. And that's what's really going to make the difference. Now, if you're in a situation like that, you know, I am constantly leading. I am constantly teaching. I am constantly, anyone that's in my life is going to go to the next level. That's the way it is. And enjoying the fact that never, you always have to understand as a man, I believe, you lead. That's it. You lead, you show the way, and you keep that up in conversation. You keep it up in the bedroom. You know, you the moment that a woman tries to put that leverage on it, you just knock it down. And pretty soon, it becomes conditioned very quickly, like a elephant. You know, when they first have an elephant, it's a baby, they put a stake in the ground, and that baby elephant can't move it. And so as the time goes on, they replace the stake with just a little stick and a little rope, and that baby is basically conditioned. When it grows up, it's still conditioned because it gave up in its mind. So as long as a person understands, you got to keep that up, and the more you condition it, the easier it's going to get. The only reason why a man would give up to a woman like that is that he's completely overwhelmed and he feels that she somehow makes his world. When, if you think like that, like she makes your world, you're lost, you're fucked. You make your world, she follows. And the analogy I use is like, you're like a shark. Male is like masculine energy. Think of it as a shark. Now, you know those little sucker fish that are next to a shark or a whale? You always see them, they follow it. Those are the feminine. You'll never see a shark stop. Look at the sucker fish and go, well, where do you want to go now? What do you want to do? Oh, hold on, you got to go do something? I'm going to wait here. Shark don't do that shit. Whale don't do that shit. He just keeps going. She's following. If she's not keeping up, he knows that he's the man. He's going to go wherever he wants. He's going to do whatever he wants. She's going to follow. And so you have to keep those frames in mind, or she's gonna test you. And if she's being spiritual, she's powerful. She's gonna test you. If you fall below her, you're pretty much fucked.
And at the entry level, I'm thinking now, like, how would a shark approach a fish that looks good? So the shark would not certainly go, oh my God, that fish looks so good. I hope I'm good enough for it.
It's been so many years since I've been past that, because my whole thing is I'm going to attract women in my life because I have a faith built in belief as far as I do what I do. And when I position myself around women, like I don't really go up to them and hit on them. I haven't hit on a woman in years, and I'm still constantly surrounded. And a lot of people think that I have strippers in my life because I work at the strip club. I don't have one stripper. I have a head nurse, I have a forensic scientist, I have a nanny, I have a biomed student, I have a girl who's ex-military, my wife, you know, she's a Reiki person. So, it's just a different mindset. Approaching's powerful. It's good. But the thing I don't like about approaching is you're not concentrating on your thing, and you say, hey, I want that in my life. That's cool. But I found that when you're doing what you want, and then you're just in conversations and you're surrounding yourself in situations like that, you don't have to chase because you're already fulfilled, and women will be attracted to that. Now, if a person down the street and, you know, he's in the earlier phase where he thinks, hey, I want to go up there, he's got to understand a lot of people don't understand how their mind works. And a lot of guys, basically, because they're not where they want to be, their unconscious mind's smart. And so a lot of times when they think that they're not good enough or they have all these anxiety, it's not the anxiety when you really get down to it. It's that they're not where they want to be in life, and all this woman is going to be is a distraction. So they use the woman as the distraction to really get what they want out of life. So when a guy understands that, first of all, I'll make the distinction. Is it that you're afraid, Or is it that your unconscious mind is like, dude, you really want this chick in your life? Because, you know, that takes time, it takes commitment, it takes energy. You're not where you want to be. And so you're going to just distract yourself, and you're not going to get to your purpose, and that's going to screw you up. So once they understand what that distinction is, then it's a matter of saying, okay, that woman, cool. Let's give it the approach. Like I said, I don't even approach. I just appear because I get that, and I just start the conversation. And then from there, you know, I keep it in what I call either the cold, the warm, or the hot spot. I never go in cold conversation. Cold conversation is like, hey, how's the weather? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. All my conversations within the first 10 seconds, I start focusing down into the warm, which is like relationships, passions, and right into the hot, which is like sex stuff. So I don't know if that answered your question. I could have gone all over the board. But
absolutely. And that opens so many doors, Eric. So absolutely spectacular. I have more questions. But how about we save them for a part two via Zoom within a couple of days? You guys look for it. And if that's okay with you.
The only thing I have in the next couple of days is I have a client coming in tomorrow, a three-day intensive where they stay with me, and it's like I grind the shit out of them one-on-one. So the next 3 days, starting tomorrow till Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, until Friday is when I'm going to be probably available for that. Unless I can come on real quick, we'll just take a break, and I can do that, but I have to be really, really good on my time.
Yeah, no, we'll let you focus on that. And one link for guys who want to find you, what's the best way? And I will also put it in the description in case. But Eric, what's the best way?
They can go to hypnotica.org and they can look at my son's products. The thing I sent you that I think you might enjoy just the other day is a new product that I released. And what it is basically, and I know you know this, if a man doesn't have his sexuality, which is the lower chakras going, he's not going to make an impact. He's going to be the friend. So a model that I basically, you know, created, because I was thinking about this and I put a lot of time into it, what's the model that's easiest to be understood? And I basically came up with a speaker. You know, a speaker has three parts, tweeter, mids, bass. Your tweeter is the intellectual guy. If you're intellectual, you ain't going to make an impact. You're going to be the nerd. You know, the heart is the good communication. That's like the mid. That's going to be the friend. The base is what penetrates. It's what goes through walls. It's what women respond to. And when you have that going on all three levels, you're going to make an impact. So what I sent you is basically working on those lower levels to do that. So I don't have that link. It's on my website. But I can send you some ad copy with that because I think that's what really needs to happen. It's just a quick trance, but it really helps people get involved because the masculinity and the presence. I'm going to give you my definition of masculine because I really was thinking about it deeply, and I just didn't think there was a good definition that there. So this is my definition of a masculine, which this whole product has to do with. I say the masculine essence is your depth of presence and stillness. The more you embody the deepest essence and the stillness in the presence, the more her body will activate. So that's something that I think the guys would enjoy and help them out a lot.
Yeah, so solid, so solid. So, and Eric will join us. Speaking of allies, you know, I gather all of my favorite teachers and colleagues. We're doing EC20. It's right before the beginning of the year. It's the Elite Edition. I keep it simple. There's a link in the description. You can also have the Adventure from Home. You click on it, and you'll find it interesting that I'm doing all those interviews, Eric, and the common thread, like Napoleon Hill was looking for the common thread, the golden thread in Think and Grow Rich, it's the morning routine, the starting the day with the few hours. That is something so far everybody that I've interviewed, we all have our own ways to do that. So guys, ladies, join us to enter the new decade like nobody else would. You know, people are just going to slow down, slack off a touch, get all excited, think everything's going to change. It's pretty much going to be the same old thing. So you have those links. And Eric, thank you so much. So rich of you got me in a total trance where my mind is reaching super high levels of awareness, consciousness, and so on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward for part two. Enjoy your time with the intensive with the client. Thank you, Eric.
Cool, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it, bud.
Always. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.